What's up, Crypt Nation? This is Pizza Mind, and I have been on my own all week as Bryce is in Maui. He's on his way back right now, and he's going to be so mad to see the mess that I have left for him to clean up. Oh, yes, Clyde and I have been very dirty while he's been gone. It is a holiday weekend, after all, and we are animals. Today's show is brought to you by BRD, supporter of animals like ourselves here at Crypto 101. They have been very gracious in helping us out, and I want you to help them out by checking out their wallet and following them on social media. At Twitter, you can follow them, BRDHQ. And be sure to check out their app if you have not already. If you had, you would have been entered for that one BTC giveaway that just concluded yesterday. Hopefully the lucky winner will reach out to us and we can bring them on the show and hear what they're going to do with their one BTC that was given to them courtesy of the BRD wallet. Today on the show, we have Adi Seidman from YouNow and Props Token. We can't wait to bring him on any further. So without further ado, Adi, welcome to Crypto 101.
Thanks for having me.
We are very excited. So Adi, man, this, you got a fascinating platform in props, and you know, Pizza Mind and I were big fans of YouNow back in the 2013 days. So we're going to get into all that, but before we get into the project that you're working on now and the, you know, the big news that just came out about your SEC Reg A Plus offering, you know, we want to get to know who you are. So what were you doing prior to props, and why'd you get into crypto?
Sure. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me. Before we start, just one thing. You mentioned the Reg A Plus, as we are a publicly reporting issuer of cryptocurrency. I'm obliged to tell the listeners that they can find out more information about our filing with the SEC in the notes of this podcast.
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself and how I got to be involved in this crazy world of crypto. So my background is in user-generated video and in gaming. I was an engineer, created the Matrix movie game back in the day, a bunch of stuff for HBO's The Sopranos, online applications, co-founded the world's first online karaoke called K-Solo Karaoke, which was sold to Fox MySpace at the height of MySpace, created the technology behind Elf Yourself, which, if you're familiar, hundreds of millions of people upload photos and create elf Christmas cards every year. Basically, anything that consumers can easily create and share. And live streaming in many ways was always a holy grail, because all you needed to do in order to communicate through media as a non-professional consumer to be creating video content was to press a button. And boom, you were creating, publishing, broadcasting. And so that's how I started YouNow, and then quickly learned that content creators really need to earn in order to spend time doing their craft, in order to buy more lighting equipment, or to buy a better video camera, in order not to have to work as a waiter and spend more time writing and thinking and creating good content. And so that's how initially we got into digital currency. You know, fast forward now a few years, we just launched our cryptocurrency.
Amazing. So I'm really interested in, you know, this unique marriage that's kind of unfolding between blockchain and the media sector. So what is your platform on the blockchain look like? Is it that there's, you know, more transparency into viewership numbers and direct peer-to-peer payments? How does this differentiate from a YouTube of the world?
So let me tie one more piece, which is, you know, why we chose to bring blockchain and crypto to our millions of users. And, you know, we were the first in 2014 to build a two-sided market where digital currency worked by consumers, fans, viewers buying into it, and content creators earning it. We sold over $70 million worth of this digital currency. And what was transpiring after that was indeed folks had much more time to create. They were adding a lot of value, bringing in a lot of users and a lot of viewership. Aaron, you remember those days when you were on YouNow. And yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
All those tokens.
All those non-crypto stickers. Tokens at the time. But what we had was our creators saying stuff like, you know, Adi, you're going to be a high-tech millionaire. I get paid at the end of each month. Can I also get stock options? Can I also be a partner? Can I also have a potential upside because I'm helping the network grow? And the reality is that it was not really possible technologically, and it wouldn't really scale to do it on a one-off basis. But with the blockchain, you actually can reward users in a way that is scalable, in a way that is productized, in a way that is transparent, in a way that is secure. And so that's how Props was born. And we started the project about 2 years ago. And just 3.5 weeks ago, we got qualified by the SEC as the first consumer-facing token in the United States to be qualified. And we launched it to our users that very day.
So is it a one token system where just the SEC qualified token is the only token?
So that's a great question. And it's a one crypto token system. And then there is an in-app currency on YouNow that is the first app on the ecosystem that is launched. Additional apps are launching as soon as later this month, which we're really excited about. But let's focus on YouNow. On YouNow, just like we made the analogy to stock options, and obviously, you know, crypto blockchain is not necessarily one-to-one with stock options. But if you think about it, employees in a company earn a salary in dollars, and they also earn a potential upside in equity in the form of stock options. And if you take folks, whether it's the gig economy or users that contribute a lot of value on different services, those folks earn only in dollars. And so we brought Props into the mix in order to more equitably and fairly reward those power users, those gig economy folks, those users who contribute so much to the success of the network. And now we can do that mathematically, not just through with dollars, but also with a stake in the network and a potential upside in the network using blockchain tokens. So we have a bar system that is dollar denominated and allows people to buy and sell through a stable coin effectively, so that the prices don't change every day when you're buying the virtual goods and the stickers, etc. And in addition, we have utility token Props that is intended to fluctuate in price and to grow the more the network grow and the more the network is successful, and to act as that potential upside for the users who contribute. And so if you actually go to YouNow today and you broadcast, you will earn at the end of each broadcast, you will see, and of course, if you did good and you had an audience that liked you, you will see both a dollar denominated reward and a props denominated reward for both of those ways of being rewarded.
That's fascinating. It's been really amazing watching YouNow evolve over the years, from just a basic streaming site to now a real mega empire. There's millions of people that use YouNow. It's very often to see a broadcaster with several thousand viewers at once on a daily basis. And most of them are young people. They're very young people. What does YouNow intend to do to try and educate so many millions of bright minds about cryptocurrency?
That's the question of the year. And we look at it as first and foremost, this is a utility. And as a utility, it is introducing a gameplay currency, a gameplay dynamic, not unlike what you would see in Zynga games and other online and mobile games. And so users who are earning props, what they know is the more props they earn, the higher their level. The more props they earn, the more gifts they unlock. The more props they earn, the higher the daily stipend that they get in the stable coin, the bars. And so they really want it. And I would venture to bet that 95% of them don't even know what crypto is. But it is our job to obfuscate the technological complexities behind the scenes. And for those users who understand that there's a crypto component here, they can connect an ERC-20 wallet, they can connect a Coinbase wallet right there in the app and take the tokens out if they wish, exchange them with friends, etc. So that's our challenge. And so far, I'm delighted. I can tell you that after 4 weeks, we see about 100,000 transactions a day and growing. And it is certainly exciting to see it work.
Is this a unique thing among streaming platforms, or is Twitch or Facebook doing anything similar?
So it is unique in the sense that we haven't seen anybody come with this approach. Certainly not in the streaming space. And even I would say, in the greater social and media space, I think the approach here that this is a potential upside, that it is different than earning dollars, that users who contribute should be able to earn dollars and earn a stake in the network, just like the, you know, employee who is the office manager or the secretary who is rewarded with both. That is very unique, and we haven't seen it. If you're talking about Facebook specifically, Libra is very different. It's a stable coin by definition. It is meant to do transactions and to compete with the dollar. And it is not meant to reflect the value of the growth of the network and to be a potential upside.
Very cool. Would you be able to fathom this platform working with like a different cryptocurrency, like maybe an Ethereum or Bitcoin instead? Or is there something particularly special about the smart contract that makes up the props token?
So we have created a protocol here that rewards apps and allow apps to mine. And it is an app-level protocol in that sense. We've built an incentive structure. There's a wise man who said, if I could work on one thing, I would work on an incentive platform. And so every app has different functionality, has different needs, has different value that is created within it in or that it wishes to reward users for. And so the protocol allows the apps to use our APIs and very seamlessly reward each user that contributes value to their app according to what's important to them: subscription, advertising, in-app currency, creating content, sharing, whatever brings value to them. They know it best and they implement it for their users. And at the same breath, also to create the valuable utility that their users would value, because that also changes from app to app. So, unlike Steam or Bat, that is a protocol all the way down to the user, here you have an app level protocol, and we incentivize the apps to create demand for the token, to encourage users to hold the token. By holding the token and choosing not to sell the token, demand is created in a world where supply is limited, and that helps drive the token value up. And so a big portion of our work right now is to sign up additional apps into the props ecosystem. As I mentioned, YouNow is the first to launch. Another PeerStream app is launching in the weeks ahead that they announced. We've also signed up XSplit, the streaming gaming technology that millions of users use in order to stream on Twitch and on other services. And so we're really excited to see other apps joining the network.
That's incredible. XSplit is a huge partner. I would imagine OBS would be very interested in something too, given that they're open source. It seems like a great direction to go in. And then, you know, after that, I could see definitely other platforms wanting to join up. So this is really cool. So at first I was kind of not sure, you know, why do we have another, you know, tipping token when we already have BAT or Doge? But you already answered that question. So I guess outside of the streaming platforms, is there really any way the average consumer uses your product, or is it really just for content creators and their user bases?
Yeah, so it's certainly right now when we launched it on YouNow, and we're seeing these hundreds of thousands of transactions a week. We are that is the place to use it and to test it out. I encourage everybody who's listening to download the app, to participate, to broadcast, to give gifts, to give likes, and soon even just to actively watch and engage. And start earning props today by bringing value to the ecosystem. But our goal is to add not just media applications like the PeerStream apps or the XSplit that have already signed up, but any kind of consumer apps where users are contributing a lot of value, whether it's through content, whether it's through peer-to-peer sales, et cetera, whether it's through subscription. And so it is not limited to media by any means. Think of Uber drivers, think of Airbnb hosts. This is a revolutionary way to distribute value within the ecosystem in a way that is much more equitable. On the day that Uber went public, you saw the drivers demonstrate on the street. And so just imagine that now you have a mechanic to actually scientifically and transparently reward those drivers on a mass scale and in a way that they all have in their pockets and they all have a stake in that network.
I wonder if this is even something the BRD app could use, because YouNow is very gamified. And there's a lot of reward mechanisms involved with sharing the activities that you do, whether it's a broadcast or a like or following someone. Like, you really have a chance to announce it and share it with the world in return for getting some kind of rewards. I wonder if the BRD wallet might even be interested in integration with something like that, where maybe when you exchange a coin, you can say, hey, I just traded my Bitcoin for BRD tokens, and you can even leave a comment as to why. And just like on the Venmo app, you can leave a comment about a transaction. Maybe that would be something that could even make an additional value for using the BRD app, as you can have that social aspect to it as well. It's just something to think about.
Yeah. And I mean, I was going to ask, you know, what's your vision for the future? But it sounds like you just kind of laid it out there. I mean, all these different community tokens and company tokens. I mean, that's really fascinating. I mean, not a lot of people come on and talk about the world unfolding in that way. So thanks for kind of bringing that up.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And I think it captured the imaginations of quite a lot of people.
So many possibilities.
Yeah.
Let's hop on over to the SEC Reg A Plus. You know, this, you're going to be our first guest on the show who's completed this type of regulation filing. So we kind of just want to hear what it was like working with the regulators to get this, you know, 140-page document done and all such things.
In the first half of 2018, after we did our token sale, we really focused on how can we get this into the hands of regular users, our users, partner apps, investors, in a way that protects ourselves, protect the partner apps, protect the users. And we knew and we realized that part of the vision that we had here was for users to be able to have a financial stake in the network. and a potential upside as the props network grows. And so it wasn't a huge leap for us in an environment that was starting to be highly regulated, where we did not want to go afoul of the law and the regulator to engage with the SEC. And so that started in the middle of 2018. The process is one in which you file basically a lot of disclosures about exactly how your system is going to work, a lot of risk factors so that people understand what the risks are, and effectively you're going through a process of going public. It's called Reg A Plus, and it's different than a regular public IPO, because it's supposed to be easier and simpler for smaller companies. The reality is that it took a full year of going back and forth with a lot of comments and, you know, hundreds of documents and pages. And we are basically disclosing everything about the token functionality, everything about the company, you now itself, who is the co-issuer. And it's not for the faint of heart.
Have you slept much last year?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm sleeping much better over the past 3.5 weeks since we've been qualified.
Good man. Good man. One question we always like to ask people is, you know, you're the CEO of a big company in the crypto space of all things. So what are some of the biggest challenges that you've overcome besides the regulation stuff?
So for us, it was always, how are we going to work in the blockchain space, get the benefit of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology for our users without bogging down our users with clunky user experiences that we all know are pervasive and are the reality of the hour today in the industry? And then the challenge is to educate them that they're actually also getting a financial stake in the network by engaging, by participating, by contributing value, and that they can take that value and leave if they wish to. And that's a very foreign concept for users. And I think it's not until we're going to be listed on exchanges, which is in the future. Currently, no exchanges yet list props, and we are working on it in order to do that in the most compliant fashion. But once that happens, I believe it's going to be a lot easier for users to understand that this has actual financial value and actual potential upside, because they'll feel it viscerally in their wallets.
Props has a very unique situation in the sense that almost every other cryptocurrency starts from scratch. They raise a bunch of money, they build a product, and then they have to beg, hope, pray, and plead for anyone to actually use it. You actually have millions of users already, and you have to educate them about how to use this new product that they have no idea what it is, and convince them that it has value. So half the battle's already won in a sense, but now comes that user experience of being able to convert props to another currency that they can pay bills with, buy Monster Energy drinks with, and stuff like that. So whether or not it's actually necessary to be able to exchange to a US dollar or Bitcoin, I'm really curious as to how that's figured out, or if there's some kind of other rewards or loyalty program or gift card program where you can really just change that over for a Walmart gift card directly and bypass the whole frustrating exchange experience. What are your current thoughts on making a great user experience to exchange cryptocurrency?
Yeah, it's a great question. And from the start, we have always focused on the best possible user experience and the best possible partners. And so that's why I'm really excited that we announced just 10 days ago our relationship with Coinbase. And that is currently around Coinbase custody We're also doing an integration with the Coinbase wallet. And so if you go to YouNow today on a mobile app or the website, you can very easily connect your Coinbase wallet. And I'd love to broadcast with you on YouNow, and then we can both connect our wallets after the show and take it out, and you'll see how easy it is.
Oh, that'd be amazing. We'd love to do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Maybe you guys can be guests on my show.
Yes, absolutely. I think that'd be wonderful. We'll get it set up.
Terrific.
Perfect. So, you know, before we let you go, one of our favorite questions to really get some color is, you know, of all the amazing figures that, you know, we work with every day here in this, like you said, this crazy crypto space, you know, what's one character that you found particularly inspiring, somebody that's made a change on you for one reason or another? And, you know, what was that experience?
So I'll just say this. I really recommend The World After Capital by Albert Wenger. Albert is a partner at USV. They're one of our investors. And I just recommend to everybody to peek into the future by reading Albert's book. He's also publishing it on an ongoing basis and adding chapters every week or so. And so that's where I would point people.
Adi, thank you so much for coming on. If the Crypto 101 group wants to get in touch with you, they could follow Props Project at Props Project on Twitter. And do you have a personal Twitter as well?
No, this is where we tweet from these days, and let's center it all in one place.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to coming on your show. That'll be fun, and we'll make sure everybody on Crypto 101 knows to go tune in.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. A lot has happened since we recorded this episode, and Crypto 101's Today in Crypto is going to be moving onto YouNow.com starting Wednesday, September 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific. We're going to do the daily news there and then also follow that up with maybe about an hour of AMA and just general chat. The great thing about YouNow is it's going to allow us to be a lot more interactive with you, our beloved Crypt Nation. So come on there. We can talk to you in chat and also bring some people on to guest broadcast with us and ask their questions live and have a chance to earn props, gold bars, and other very interesting things that YouNow facilitates. So check it out, YouNow.com, Wednesday, September 4th, 5 p.m. We'll see you there.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.